Right, I'm doing my normal walking and listening to podcast thing. It's kind of in exchange for any hardcore kind of exercise. I thought, why not go out and, clock up some steps on my Fitbit and make a habit of it whilst listening to podcasts. That's actually probably more productive than the initial procrastinating around getting lost in rabbit holes in the feeds, and it kind of clears my head a bit, so that when I do get to sit down, I can do some slightly more focused procrastination. But one thing that is doing my head in, and that is Apple's forced use of this podcast app, and I am aware there is more choice out there, and if anybody knows of an app, and I know Christian Hambley is well into his podcasts and has some options that he's tried, but I want it to do all the things that used to happen when I listened to podcasts, when they were just in my normal iTunes app. Now, one thing I like about subscribing to podcasts is you kind of get to archive the MP3. You get delivered that podcast as such. I don't know how easy it is to extract that from the podcast app. I'm hoping that they still pop into the iTunes feed. If not, I'm definitely getting some kind of third-party system going. One thing I used to like is, no matter what you were doing, if you started and you stopped, the podcast would continue as if it was the last track played. Well, it doesn't happen now. In fact, for some reason, I think that if I just start and stop my Bluetooth headphones, which is what triggers the kind of starting and stopping of music, the same track comes up every time, like it's saying, oh, this is the first song in your library, and even if you select shuffle, it still brings that up. That might be user error, but it used to be that if I was halfway through a podcast, the podcast would just kick in where it left off. It doesn't now. I have to go to my podcast app, I have to start the podcast app and do it that way. There's also an issue when it comes to the actual podcast artwork and how I can't seem to see it anymore. And that's kind of quite important if you're using an app like Audioboo. I'm kind of thinking that Audioboo has to come up with a podcast app of its own, or at least enhance the Audioboo app so it's got search and you're able to subscribe and you get delivered in a really nice way the MP3 from Audioboos, because the image is really important, and it's going to be even more important in the future if they develop the things that they're planning right now. So what is the point in me subscribing to an Audioboo in iTunes if I can't see the image that's attached to it? There's possibly a way, but it should just be there. I'm just listening to one of MC Fontaine's series for Octavia, which is a kind of a month-long project that a lot of people are taking part in to talk about their passions in music, what they like about music, their favourite music, stories around music, and so on. And he, he references, oh, check out the image and you'll see what I'm talking about. Well, I can't, because I'm using the stupid Apple Podcast app, which is crap in so many different ways. I feel like they've just released an audio version of their Maps app, just whacked it out there without any thought, and I don't see why they had to kind of break the old option. I wish they'd give a choice. Maybe I have to name all of my podcast songs and deal with it that way. I do like the selectivity where you can kind of control your updates in a way of, can you just keep all the unplayed episodes, so on and so forth, in the actual app itself? But what's the point if so much of the app is already broken? There's other things. I will go on about all the other things maybe another day when I've written them all down. But I'm just constantly finding myself going, oh, come on, just let me listen to this as I was listening to before, in a kind of multimedia fashion, as well as just being able to pick up where I left off without having to drill in through my phone. So, that's not a review. It's my mini rant on the NAF podcast app that Apple released, and everybody's like, whoa, they're really taking podcasts seriously now. And it's almost like they've killed them off for the way I used to listen to them. If they are taking audio and podcasts seriously, they should seriously design something that actually works and not just looks quite pretty with the revolving tape wheels, which, again, novelty wears off when you realise that the kind of podcast art is holding an awful lot of context relevant to the audio itself. So, there we go. I'm sure there's lots and lots of lovely Android options out there.